Well, hello and happy Wednesday, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Art Speak Radio, and I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd with you every Wednesday, noon to 1, and we're happy that you've joined us on air or online at kkfi.org. Today's lineup includes the ever-lovely, and he smells good, Bill Sundahl, Alan Winkler, we have Susan White, Michael Schoenhoff, and Janet Simpson here in the studio. We're all going to talk about art, music, and all kinds of wonderful things that are happening. So first off, let's say hello to Bill Sundahl, KKFI's Development Director. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Maria. Thank you again for letting me come on here and talk about our stuff.
I'm glad you showed up because I was getting
also,
a little worried.
Michael smells really good, too.
FYI.
I'm sure Alan smells good, too. I don't know. I haven't checked him out yet, but I'll report back.
So tell us what's going on.
So the Crossroads Music Fest is going on. I would also like to, before I get into my spiel about the music festival, to say thank you so much. Maria put together a great exhibit at the Trap Gallery that opened last Friday. And it's called Virtual Radio, and it's about the history of KKFI, and I can't thank you enough for doing that.
Oh, you're very welcome. But, you know, it's because we're a family here, and it was just through the contributions of everyone and
right.
Volunteers.
Sure. But somebody has to herd the cats.
Yay!
You did it.
And I also want to say thank you to Dan Free, who's very generous with the Trap Gallery, and we love it. So they're in Columbus.
Thank you, Dan.
So, on to the Crossroads Music Fest. So this is one of KKFI's largest fundraisers in the year. And it's not Fund Drive big yet, but it's getting there. So we really, you know, if you want to support community radio and learn about a ton of great music, this is a great night to do it, which is Saturday, September 8th, about 2.5 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. Tickets are online at cmfkc.com, or you can go to kkfi.org, of course, and find it from our events page.
And this is the 14th annual,
the
right?
The 14th annual.
That's cool.
Right. It's like a third kid.
Oof.
So I know, right? Jeez. So I love my kids, right?
Who's the lineup?
Man. So all right, there is it's almost I think it's about 34 bands is what we're going to end up with. Mm-hmm. So a couple of the headliners this year are Radke, and then I asked them if they would like to partner with Quixotic. So Quixotic's going to bring some light tube dancers and some additional musicians and some fun. And then Hembry is also, those are both at Record Bar. And we've got Hilux, Brandon Phillips, and The Condition. There's a few latecomers, too. Katie Gian is going to do
good.
A solo set. And IU, we just added IU. They're not even on the website yet, so you're on the ground floor right now. So let's see. I said Hilux, Brandon Phillips, and The Condition. Cubanisms, Gamelon, Genta Kasturi.
Chad Elliott,
Eames, who you just heard on the end of Mark's show.
Uh-huh.
Grand Marquis, Taylor Smith Band, My Oh My, Votes Sisters, The Volker Brothers, B Tran Band, Fourscore, Cowtown Country Club, Supermassive Black Holes, Cadillac Flambe, Sauce, Rural Grit, Freedom Affair, Instant Karma, Sunu, Joe, Summer Osborne, Scotch Hollow, I think I said IU already. And then we're going to kick all that off. So that's some day parties and some nighttime. But we're doing a thing. The Marching Cobras have come the last few years and performed for us. And it's like one of the highlights of the festival is just, you know, filling up the street with drum lines. Great. So
we
thought,
well,
if one is good, then three is probably better. So we were going to, in the parking lot of Lead Bank at 18th and Main.
Okay.
We're going to have three drum lines performing individually, and then they all perform together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from 6 to 7. So it's sort of a Crossroads Music Fest kickoff party. It's free. And so come on down. If you don't care at all about the festival, but you just love drum lines, come check it out.
I do love a good drum line.
We will have tickets for sale at the thing.
So it's the Marching Cobras, the Marching Falcons, and Broadway Drill Team, which is Eames' drum line, too. So it's a pretty fun. It's a crazy.
Yeah.
This is a city of drums. And so that's what we called it. City of drums.
So they're going to all meet at the Lead Bank.
Yep.
And then are they going to have a procession to the destination?
No. Everybody else is just when it's done.
Yeah.
We checked into the permits, and they were considerably expensive.
Mm.
I mean, we could have done it, but I don't have time to mess with it.
So are they
and it's Yeah.
Anyway. So are they going to form a star altogether?
Batman symbol probably, and a star. Maybe some like, you know, some other parallelograms, things like that.
You're always thinking. That's what I love about parallelograms.
I really hadn't thought of a rhombus until you brought that up, but I'll talk to him, see what we can do.
We can't bring
up. So that's a great, it's from 6 to 7. But also, so the music is key, right? That too the fabric of our lives, and just think about all the times you've enjoyed music. Well, those musicians also have to know how to get their music out, how to record it properly, how mm-hmm. to get a gig. So the Mixmaster Music Conference is from 11 to 5 in Lead Bank also. So they have a event space upstairs called The Exchange.
Okay.
And so we're going to have a music conference that Nick Carswell puts together, and it's a great program of workshops and panels and some performance and networking opportunities with industry folks. So if you're playing the festival, it's free. But if you're not, then it's $15 as a just community member who wants to come learn. So if any musicians in the room are playing the Crossroads Music Fest, Alan,
then you can just come and check this out.
So
come along, Gunter.
Also, a free musicians' health care clinic that mm-hmm. Midwest Music Foundation put together.
Yeah, that's terrific.
And we're
going
to be giving away hearing protection. You can sign up in advance for that. There's going to be a mammogram van there to do free mammograms for musicians who, because they're expensive. So Midwest Music Foundation has put all that stuff together, and they are a great organization that does a lot of good work.
The 14th annual Crossroads Music Fest.
Saturday, September 8th. Yep. So all in one day. Day parties at Brewery Imperial and Josie Records are from noon to 5. Those are also free. Bring your, if you choose to bring your family and kids out, you definitely can, and see some music and enjoy yourself. And then if you can stay for the festival at night, that's $20 advance tickets for this whole thing. That's crazy. Yeah. But we write grants, we get sponsors, we go out of our way to make it accessible to the community, because that's kind of, it's part of our mission here at KKFI is to let you know what you didn't know you didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Put that in your...
But do tell us the website again.
Oh, man.
What?
Holy cow. I didn't say BCR was playing, too. Yeah.
You're
holy
fired.
Cow.
You're
I am fired. You know what?
Thank you, Alan.
Man. Yeah. Alan's all over this stuff. I need to get this guy on the payroll.
Like, website.
Yes. Crossroads Music Fest website is cmfkc.com. Or, again, you can just go to kkfi.org, and our events page has all the links to the whole festival. It's just too big a deal to put on KKFI's website the way it's built today, which we're working on. But, so cmfkc.com is where you can get tickets, information, find out when everything's going down. The full schedule will be announced probably middle of next week.
Okay.
So of, like, who's playing where and when right now. It's just got the list of artists. And,
and again, tell us what time it starts.
So the three day parties are noon to 5, and then the kickoff party, the City of Drums kickoff party is from 6 to 7, and then the music starts in all the 8 stages all the rest of the night, start at 7 p.m.
And this is rain or shine, right?
It is rain or shine.
Because I think it's supposed to be really sunny this weekend.
It's going
to
be beautiful Saturday, September 8th. I put in my order last year, and we've been, knock wood, extremely lucky with the weather. And we'll continue that tradition.
Well, Bill, we thank you for all this wealth of information.
I'm full of it, if you know me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Maria, for letting me take over your show for a minute.
Oh, you bet. You bring so much to the station, and you bring so many great opportunities for the community to join us, not only just, in music and all of that, but to support KKFI, because this does go to support this.
Yes, right. We pay the artists. We, make sure that people are compensated for their art, and then we keep the rest of the money.
So, oh boy.
Yeah. And then that brings you radio. That's so you can hear me talk about more things that we're doing.
Well,
and not just us. I mean, obviously, like, you're sharing what these folks are doing today, too. And that's the reason we're here. That's the reason we do things like the festival is so that KKFI can serve the rest of the community.
Well, we love you, Bill Sundahl.
Well, thank you.
You love me back, right?
I do.
Oh, God. I had to work on that
one. I know,
one.
Right? I'd make you work for it. That's it.
Thanks again, honey. Crossroads Music Fest 9-8-2018, cmfkc.com for more information. And thank you, Bill. Well, and, you know, I think I'll invite you back next week, maybe. So we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after this. And we're back. This is Art Speak Radio. I am Maria Vasquez Boyd, and I'm the host, and we're happy that you're tuned in, listening online, kkfi.org. Alan Winkler is up next, and we're going to talk to Alan about what's going on with a lot of his artwork that he's going to have a pop-up, and we're all invited. So welcome, Alan Winkler.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You know, we love having you here, and thank you for inserting the information that BCR is going to be at the Crossroads Fest, so thank you for that.
They don't play all the time, so.
yeah,
and
Dwight
Frizzell. They're sounding great these days.
Yeah. So tell us, hold on, let me do this. Tell us what's going on with this pop-up thing. What are we looking at here?
Well, there's a space opening up called The Gathering Place, and I don't really know what it's going to become. On First Friday, I think it opens, but before that, I'm going to use the space and have a art exhibit of the things I've been making, which mostly is I've been sewing a lot and making bags. I think it's really important to carry bags with zippers so you can keep organized. And I have hundreds of bags I've made and hundreds of collages I've been making. So I just thought I'd give a little showing.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of original artwork, cutouts, collages, prints,
paintings,
all of that.
Yeah.
Ceramics. And tell us when that's going to take place.
Oh, it's this weekend only.
Okay.
It's mostly on Friday. I'm going to be there for 8 hours, starting at 1 in the afternoon till 9 at night. Mm-hmm. This Friday is the opening. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it'll be open from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon.
Because you got places to go and places to play.
I definitely do. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really exciting to be able to own some of your original artwork, I'm sure, for people that have known your work and followed you through the years. And you might, if you could, share with us your website so people that are listening online can take a look.
Well, I don't think I have a website
anymore.
Never mind. But I did forget to give the address of where this is going to be.
And why don't you give that address?
It's near 31st Street and Gillum. It's 3105. Uh-huh. Gillum Road.
Yeah. And this is one weekend only, so it's Friday, August 24th, from 1 to 9, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And lots of artwork, collages, prints, sewn fabric work, ceramics, all of that. What are you, aside from this pop-up, what are you working on currently? Is there something, a project or open spaces, anything that you're affiliated with that you want to share with us?
Mostly I'm playing music with the Tiny Flowers, BCR, and Gamelan Genta Kasturi. Mm-hmm. And then in my spare time, I just make a lot of stuff. And so that this is like what I've been making for the past couple of years now.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd share it with everybody.
And so are you self-taught as you know, a seamstress, as sewing things together? Do you have a history of sort of sewing and putting things together? Because,
well, I had a job once where they forced me to learn to sew.
Yeah, but that's a good thing.
It wasn't bad at all, and I've now gotten quite addicted, and I really love to do it, and the colors of the fabric, and so I enjoy it very much.
You know, and it's such a different discipline versus, you know, some of the other work that you've done, because it's it all requires you know, concentration, but it's like putting lines together with fabric and thread, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
It's just, what I like is that with ceramics, of course, things break. And with sewing, things don't break as easy. They rip, but not so as easily.
Yeah.
And I just love fabric very much.
What sort of fabrics are you working with? Are you sort of dyeing and processing your own?
No, and I just love fabric. Yeah. I love colors and patterns, and I love that it's already there.
Yeah.
So.
And there's such a surplus. you know, if you
Well, there is a surplus. And then even in my room, I take my shirts and just any clothes I find and turn them into other things.
So you should have a fashion show soon, right?
Well, I could, actually.
But for now, you're going to have the pop-up affordable art exhibit, which is happening this weekend only.
Yeah, this weekend.
This is, you know, the end of August is huge. We have so much going on, and we're happy to share with our listeners that the original Winkler artwork will be available. Cutouts, collages, prints, paintings, ceramics, and that's going to be at the Gathering Place, 3105 Gillam Road. I think that area is sort of has hit a renaissance.
Oh, it's happening there now.
Yeah, I think the Crossroads is pretty saturated, and some of the other areas are beginning to kind of, I don't know, feel that same sort of, you know, way. But Gillam, yeah.
Yeah, this seems to be a happening neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a very good neighborhood, very friendly, very pedestrian in terms of getting from one place to another.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to be there. Are you going to be playing any music while you're...
I might be. Yeah. I might be playing the accordion.
Oh, yay. Now that's something I didn't know that you...
Well, I used to play that in a band, but now I'm not playing that in a band anymore, but I might play it at the gallery because I feel like it.
Well, I know one time I sat in with Patrick Alonzo Conway and yourself for sort of an open session with the public with gamelan.
Right, yeah.
And that's some really difficult music and instrumentation and patterns and rhythms, but it's very beautiful.
It's very, very beautiful, and you're right, it's extremely complicated.
Yeah.
We almost have to keep practicing twice a week just to keep it together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I looked at the music that Patrick had written, and wow, I couldn't make heads or tails, but it was just very beautiful. Just the calligraphy, just the marks.
Yeah,
you know,
very complicated music.
Yeah,
from Bali.
How long have you been with them?
15 years.
Yeah,
we've been together.
Yeah, excellent. Any other information that I missed out on that you want to share?
Well,
with
if you want to see the gamelan, we're going to be at I think 7 o'clock at the Record Bar.
Okay.
For that music festival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then BCR is going to be at the Mod Gallery on McGee at 9:30.
Yeah, that's a cool gallery. And, of course, at the Gathering Place at 3105 Gillam Road. Alan Winkler will be there. Are you on any other social media that folks can maybe take a look at?
Well, I think I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay. I don't share my art too much,
you know,
in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think sort of the trend seems to be Instagram.
That's what I hear. I haven't really got there yet.
Yeah. Well, I just like to, you know, post videos of my dancing dogs. Meh. So there you go. But, Alan.
Well, thank you for having me. And, everybody is invited to come to my art show this weekend. And I'll see you there.
You bet. And we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after this. Welcome back to Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. We have next up Janet Simpson, who is the executive director of the Kansas City Artists Coalition, and she's going to invite you to celebrate the artwork of local artists Jane Booth, Joe Bussell, Sarah Gross, Fred Treese, and Desiree Warren in the Mallon and Charno Galleries. Happening. When is this happening? Welcome, Janet.
Thank you for having me, Marie. We open the show this Friday from 5 to 8:30. And, of course, that's free. And in addition to those artists, we have more in our underground gallery. Angie Jennings, Kwanzaa Humphrey, Melanie Johnson, Twong Dolan, Ada Koch. I think that's it. And then in our Snap Space, our young artist this month, or for this open spaces time, is Sierra Berry. So 11 artists.
Wow.
You can see them all Friday night. And then this is part of the open spaces expanded field. So all these shows will be up through October 27th for us. It's a long ride, but it's going to be fun.
But, you know, it's such a beautiful space. It's light, it's airy, it's historic, and it's just, you know, has so many different galleries with so much really incredible work. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited about these shows. People have been looking forward to it, and now that we have it all together, we're like, okay, it did come together. Yay.
Yeah. You know, Mellon and Toronto Galleries, Thought and Form Abstraction. So let's talk about that, what that show's
about.
Well,
you know, when Open Spaces was first being discussed, I met with Dan Cameron and talked about what he was going to be doing in the rest of the city. And it became clear to me that I wanted to really focus on local artists. So these 11 are local. And I wanted to work with one of my interests, which is abstraction. And so I pulled in these five artists for that. And it's really just what Kansas City artists are doing. I mean, this is not a survey, and it's by no means inclusive, but five artists that are really doing some interesting things with this, and I think it'll be, you know, really interesting. And then, like I said, the topic also is in our lower gallery with representation. It's Thought and Form Representation. So both of these are things that, you know, we see a lot of artists working with in the city. And so we just wanted to bring it all together, enough to get a little bit of a taste for what's going on. But again, there's many more. But I didn't want to have just one or two pieces by each artist. Each artist is really well represented with... well, Jane Booth has three pieces because we have really huge ones.
Yeah, her work is enormous.
It is, but one's 240 inches. So we like showing those big pieces by her. And then Joe Pucel, I think, probably has 20 or 30 pieces in the show. And so does Fred Treese. And then Desiree maybe has 12. So a good representation. Sarah Gross just has one piece, but it's a very huge ceramic piece that's on the floor. So lots of cool images to look at.
And again, that opens Friday, August 24th from 5 to 8:30. And the Kansas City Artists Coalition is located at 201 Wyandotte. And, you know, and Jenna, I'm going to go back. You mentioned Open Spaces. And for our listeners who want to reacquaint themselves with Open Spaces, inform themselves, Open Spaces is a citywide family-friendly arts festival with Swope Park as its hub. Now, for 9 weeks, August 25th through October 28th, Kansas City transforms into a center of artistic expression filled with performances, art installations, food, music, and more. So that's what's happening in Kansas City. That starts this weekend. So congratulations for being a part of Open Spaces.
Because, yeah,
I mean,
excited.
It was pretty competitive.
Well, and, you know, we're really excited to see what this is going to mean for the city. We're very interested, obviously, in our local community, but we do feel like one of the things that we like to do is engage with national and international artists. Having that both as part of this festival, I think, is really important.
And aside from the work that's going to open up this weekend and all, did you want to talk about some other information?
Well, we do have a lot of things going on. For artists that want to show in our gallery, we have our call for artists, call for proposals, which if artists want to do that, they can go to our website, KansasCityArtistsCoalition.org, and click over to the link for the application process. And the deadline for that is October 15th, and we will be scheduling shows through 2020. So we're about a year out in our shows. And then we do have a lot of other things going on. We have a visual artist boot camp where we talk about things like accounting, social media, You were talking about Instagram earlier. We're going to talk about how you can monetize your social media and use that as an e-commerce site. We'll be talking about copyrights. We're going to have a lunch panel that discusses some of the open spaces experiences that artists have had. And then we'll talk about contracts and consignment. So that's on September 15th.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm looking at the lineup, and it's boom, 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 everything you need to know in an afternoon, really.
Yeah, it's an intensive. And then we also have a new program we're starting called In the Artist Studio, and that will start October 15th with Miguel Rivera. It's unusual for us. We're going into the artist studios as opposed to bringing artists into the art space, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have Miguel Rivera and then Karen Steen and then Jim Sajovic. So 3 weeks in a row of that, and that'll be a lot of fun.
I love to go to artist studios because I like to not just look at the work in progress and all that, but I like to look at the paint and the brushes and the books. You know, what informs their work? I think for me that's really exciting. And then, you know, just the energy that's involved in that studio.
I really agree. I think it's a lot of fun to just see how they put things together. You know, well, like you're talking about how they arrange their workspace.
Yeah.
Just kind of an interest. And then what they have around as points of reference. And Miguel's space is in Studios Inc. But Jim Sajovic's studio, he's had that studio for years.
A long time, yeah.
And
it's
so
huge,
it's
if I
huge.
Remember.
It's a ballroom.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. We just had him on recently, and so definitely wanted to take a look at his studio. I think if people come to my studio, my cat's going to trip you with her little paw. Like,
right,
whoop.
Right.
Yeah. And so, Kansas City Artists Coalition. .org is the website for more information, because you do, for some of these, you do want to register ahead of time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are fees associated with some.
Yeah.
But the opening Friday is free, open to the public. So it's kind of our kickoff, along with Alan, for open spaces. And there'll be other things going on, of course.
Yeah, and you know, you don't want to drag your foot on this call for proposals, too, because all the proposals are due October 15th, and I know how artists are. We're like, oh, yeah, last minute. It's midnight, you know?
It's really true. It is true. We often will get a call the day after, and they're just like, oh, I just saw it. And it's like, oh, so sorry. But it is an annual thing, so.
And did we talk about the coffee talk?
We haven't.
Okay.
Coffee talk is something we do the second Saturday of every month. And it's really interesting. The assistant director, Marissa Stark, started this, and she said, let's just do it. Have people come in, they can talk to you and talk about what's going on. And I was like, oh, you know, Saturday morning we'll get five people. But actually it's been wildly popular. Yeah. We have anywhere from 25 to 40 people. And we say, you know, we provide the coffee and the snacks, and you provide the talk. And sometimes we'll choose a topic. Other times we just kind of open mic it and see what's on people's minds. And it's a great resource. It's one of the reasons why we're doing e-commerce at our artist boot camp, because one whole Saturday was just really people wanted to know, what can we do? How can we monetize our social media? What can we do with this? So we're going to answer it as best we can.
So this takes place second Saturdays each month from 10 to 11 a.m.
In the gallery.
Yeah, September 8th and October 13th. And is there a listing of the topics?
If there are topics, it'll be on our events page.
Okay.
So the event page on our website lists everything that's coming up.
And again, that's at 201 Wyandotte Street, Kansas City, Missouri. Is Ron Slewinski, does he still have a studio?
He does. He's upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still a lot of artists upstairs. Ron has been there the whole time I've been there.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, we look forward to seeing you at the opening this Friday. And that's Thought and Form Abstraction. Also, in the Underground Gallery, Thought and Form Representation. Snap Space with Sierra Berry.
You missed a spot is what she calls her show.
You missed a spot. Yeah, and this is pretty interesting because her body of work prompts associations to the domestic structure by combining tools and materials such as brooms, house paint, and carpet. I mean, some of the images will be on your website so people can get a snapshot.
An idea of what they'll
see.
Yeah,
yeah, because I'm really fascinated with this image. This is radio, but I'm pointing to it. this is really pretty intriguing.
She takes common objects like dust, mops, and brooms and manipulates them, and it just creates an odd visual that's kind of intriguing. So
very good.
Yeah.
Janet Simpson, you will be back in November because you have something very important to share with us then. I'm not going to give it away, but it has to do with art.
Absolutely. All right.
So you come back soon, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
We're going to be back with Art Speak Radio after this. And we're back. This is Art Speak Radio, and I am Maria Vasquez Boyd. You know, I was asking our guests a little trivia. Who is this? Who is this? And that actually was Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, because I love it. And that was Fugue. I want to introduce my next guest, and that is Michael Schoenhoff, who is the director of the Kansas City Art Institute Crossroads Gallery for Contemporary Practice, and Susan White, who's an artist sculptor. We're going to talk about all kinds of art-related things that happen to coincide with Open Spaces KC, and I'm going to welcome both Michael and Susan to Art Speak Radio. Hello.
Hi, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Let's, Michael, wait, I've got you on that. Okay, there you go.
Great, hello, thank you. Pleasure to be here, Maria. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's always a joy to have you on, and this is the first time Susan's been on, so we're happy that you're here. Let's start with Susan. You know, as I mentioned, the Open Spaces KC is opening this weekend, and that's huge for the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Susan, you have some work that's going to be featured. Let's talk about that, Province of the Surreal.
Yes, yeah, I'm really thrilled. I have some work in the new window space.
I'm going to put you on that mic because this one's a little wonky here. But that's okay. It's live radio, so yeah, thank you,
How's
Susan.
How's this? Better?
Yeah, much
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I'm really pleased. I've got a piece that's in the window at KCAI Crossroads Gallery, Michael's space. And it has a beautiful window along 1819 Grand. And there's a new space that Michael's created that's about 8 or 9 feet that goes across there. And I have a thorn installation that's called, as you said, Province of the Surreal. And it's just a great... I'm really thrilled to be working with it and excited about it. So you'll be able to come inside the gallery space during the day when the gallery's open, excuse me, and experience the work inside. And you also will be able to drive by at night and see it from the street, which should be another kind of experience. So you can see it in two different ways.
Well, with your work, you work with thorns from the honey locust trees.
Yes.
And then you create the large scale installations.
Yes.
That's got to be tough.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I sort of, in some ways, conceive of many of these pieces as drawings, and I work incrementally.
Yeah, I can see that.
So the individual thorn, I'm interested in the individual thorns because they have this strange and interesting quality in that they are really elegant, and I'm really interested in the geometry, which is interesting and unique for each single thorn. And then I use a pencil point tip of a wood-burning tool to burn a hole in each thorn, and then I construct sections. And then when I put them on the wall, I drill a hole, put a hole in the wall, and then connect the section so they wind up sort of interlocking.
Mm-hmm. And to me, they look less threatening when they're interlocked interlock like that, and again look more like a drawing. That's
oh good.
I'm really attracted to
good.
That.
Good. Well, yeah. I hope that my intention and my interest is that I feel like they have a degree of compelling and repelling mm-hmm. at the same time. So hopefully they will draw you in, draw the viewer in, at the same time that they sort of say caution and yeah. step back yeah. a little bit. Don't get too close.
Yeah. You know, with the choice of that material, was there something that drew you to that initially? What was inspiration for that?
There are two or three different things. First of all, I had originally started working with little tiny twigs, and uh-huh. I used this burning tool to burn a hole. And so it's a really peaceful and passive kind of making, mm-hmm. which is really meditative in a certain way, which I really enjoy. Yeah. And then I became aware of these honey locust trees and the daunting thorns that grow up along the side, mm-hmm. which most people that have them on their property in the country around Kansas and Missouri mm-hmm. and throughout the U.S. really hate these trees because yeah. they're very dangerous. Yeah. These thorns can go through tires and feet and animals, and they're really very hazardous and dangerous. But there are a couple of things that I enjoy about them particularly. As I mentioned before, I think the thorns themselves are really interesting in their geometry and in their sure. elegance and in the uniqueness of each thorn. But additionally, I sort of am interested in kind of cultural metaphors that are embedded in them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that like one thing that was interesting to me several years ago, I made an American flag. That was a wall-sized flag, and it was at the time that there was a lot of contention going on in politics, which hasn't changed,
yeah, but well.
Nonetheless. Yeah. So my inspiration
yeah.
was having to do with the contentious nature of politics and these thorns that comprised the flag, mm-hmm. and so there were mm-hmm. multiple layers there. But I was really pleased when a viewer mentioned their reading of kind of the sense of religion involved. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. the fact that the thorns mm-hmm. are so symbolic mm-hmm. Culturally yeah. in terms of religion. And then the relationship between that and the politics. And so that was sort yeah. of another layer that yeah. maybe was very subconscious, but was not my original intention, really. So I like that they carry their own meaning yeah. in multiple capacities.
You know, what I found out about the honey locust trees is that they have a lifespan of about 120 years or 150 years.
Really?
I mean, they're, yeah,
wow.
we're never going to get rid of them.
Right.
But that's okay.
That's good for me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I also read that, you know, Native Americans used like the pulp that they would ferment and then use that to make alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, they have a bean. The honey yeah. locust tree has mm-hmm. a kind of bean, and it's sort of sweet. You know, there's the lining of the pod is kind of sweet, and I think that's where the name honey locust comes from. Right. And I also right. have heard that that during the Civil War, that soldiers would use these long pins, you know, the thorns uh-huh. as pins on clothing, which sounds
that.
Really dangerous
yeah.
and uncomfortable, yeah. but nonetheless, I'm sure they've been functional throughout history because they're
very resourceful.
They're so substantial.
Yeah. yeah. And so your work, Province of the Surreal, opens this Friday opening day is Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, August 25th from noon to 5 p.m., and that's at the gallery at 1819 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
Right. Terrific. And then there's also, a gallery walk later on in the year, but I'll get back to that. Mm-hmm. But this is part of the Open Spaces 2018, the Kansas City Arts Experience that happens August 25th through August 28th. And Michael Schoenhoff is here. Welcome.
Thank you,
Michael.
Because
as part of that Open Spaces, there's a whole list of stuff happening with the Kansas City Art Institute.
Gallery.
Yeah, Crossroads
yes,
Gallery.
Yes.
So tell us.
The Kansas City Art Institute really supported Open Spaces from the beginning. Just a little backstory. We hosted the initial press release for it, and then one of the artists, Flavio Sequeira, also stayed there for a few months in our apartment mm-hmm. working on his work. And then we, of course, have exhibitions. We have Susan's work in the window. And then in the galleries, we have another exhibition called Reimagining the Third Space, curated mm-hmm. by Mary Cuvette, who's a recent alumni of the Art Institute, mm-hmm. and features work by Vincent Valdez, Joe Harho, and a collective called Borderland Collective. And in brief, they're looking at The borderland region, they're both kind of reflecting on the U.S.-Mexican border. They're all from San Antonio, and mm-hmm. so they're all reflecting on that in their own way, which is fascinating. And then we also have Randy Regeer, who's one of the artists selected by Dan Cameron, and he's in our gallery space in a small, another, mm-hmm. I don't know, we got a lot going on in a small space there. But they have a great conversation across with each other, and he's part of one. Our site for Randy Regeer is one of three venues, including mm-hmm. the River Market Antiques and the Toy and Miniature Museum. And his piece is called Dreams of Flight. Amazing look at history and remaking history a little bit in his own vision without giving it away.
You know, what I really enjoy about, you know, the exhibitions is that they're not just in one space. They're all located throughout the city. So really available to a lot of people that maybe don't go to the crossroads or here or there. I mean, it's the Toy and Miniature National Museum of Toys and Miniatures is at 5235 Oak Street. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it really accessible, along with the River Market Antiques and, of course, Crossroads Gallery. But this is all a part of the Open Spaces KC. And so both Randy's and Reimagining the Third Space will open Saturday.
Correct.
Along with Susan's.
Uh-huh. Correct.
So if you could share with us the website for more information so people can maybe catch a glimpse of the work or read a little bit more detail.
Two spaces. One would be to go directly to openspaceskc.com and then also kcai.edu/crossroadsgallery.
Now, I understand, so with the opening this weekend, there's also some later dates where there's lectures and gallery walks and that, trolley tours and that. Do we want to mention any of that? Or should we just have our folks go to the website?
They can go to the website. Let's talk about the gallery walk, because we'll be doing that together.
Okay.
And you have the date in front of you for that, right?
Saturday, October 13th.
October 13th.
At 2 p.m.
And that will be... With Susan and her work, we'll look at it inside and outside, hopefully.
Great.
And then we'll have Vincent Valdez in town as well for that, mm-hmm. and Mary Cuvette to walk through the Reimagining the Third Space. And so, and then Randy's in town, so he'll be there as well. And
beautiful.
So we can. I think what'll be interesting about that is, and we started talking about this morning, is the way the three exhibitions talk to each other. And those moments of intersection and tangential relationships, because they're all so current in talking about really political state of affairs, like Cold War, relation with Russia, politics.
So, it's so interesting. Because Michael and I had talked early on. He had mentioned earlier that the intentionality behind having these works there was that there would be a dialogue of sorts. But we didn't talk too much about specifically what they were. And I think you were sort of doing that in terms of keeping all the artists focused on what they were doing. Not trying to second guess.
Or respond to something that's there.
Right, respond to something that's there. But as we were walking through and talking this morning, it really is thrilling, I think, the way that there are these really interesting intersections.
Yeah, and you know, when we build an exhibition or make a piece, you never know what the audience is going to see mm-hmm. or say, mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. that dialogue then is a whole other layer of what we're doing that I'm looking forward to.
Nice. I think it's interesting. It's going to be an interesting conversation to have mm-hmm. between the viewers and artists and all. Susan, I want to ask you if you have a social media website, anything that you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I have. My website is Susan, SusanWhite.com. And I'm on Instagram at SusanWhite1010. And I have Facebook. Which is probably also Susan White 1010.
Okay. And also the same with the Kansas City Art Institute Crossroads Gallery Center for Contemporary Practice. All the information will be on their website, and that website is
kcai.edu/crossroadsgallery. And we do also have Facebook and Instagram with good information on it.
And then the gallery is located at 1819 Grand Boulevard, so it is very accessible in terms of getting there by car or streetcar or walking or
And we have a parking lot, actually.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And we're two blocks from the streetcar.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy.
And I'm sure they have some birds dropped in your neighborhood, right? The little scooters?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, I could ask all kinds of questions about those. They're
right.
Fascinating.
Right.
New
well,
thing.
I can tell you.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Grab a bird.
Yeah, so this happens this Saturday, August 25th, noon to 5 p.m. with Susan White, Province of the Surreal, and Randy
Regier,
Dreams of Flight, from noon to 5 p.m., and then Reimagining the Third Space featuring Borderland Collective, Joe Harho, Vincent Valdez. That's opening noon to 5 p.m. at 1819 Grand Boulevard. I want to thank you so very much for both coming in, and I know you'll be back, both of you.
Look forward
thank
to
you.
It.
Thanks,
thank you
Maria.
So much.
It was
you
great.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be closing out this episode. I was going to say we're going to be right back, but no, we have to say goodbye. I want to thank Susan White, Michael Schoenhoff, Janet Simpson, Alan Winkler, and of course, our lovely Bill Sundahl. Next week, August 29th, it's the end of August. Yay. Then we go into September. Boots, sweaters. We have J.C. Sparks, Jason Aaron, Merrill Crabtree, H.C. Palmer will be here along with Rick Stacy, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Stay tuned for Jeff Harshbarger, Jazz Afternoon following me, and after Jeff is Old G's Hangout with Groovy Grant from 3 to 6. Thank you so much. We love you, and honey, I'm coming home.